This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. And boy, what a day. What a weekend. What a week. Yeah.
What a 5 days.
What a year.
Yeah, what a year. You're right, Tommy.
What a year.
Yeah.
That's not even over yet.
Shirley, you said what a week. It's Monday. You already know.
Yeah.
Yeah. From last week.
Yeah, man, from last week.
No, I know.
Long days, man.
It's going to be long again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Long one this week.
But a change, hopefully, is going to come.
In like in the song?
Yeah, in the Sam Cooke song. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've never seen protesters like at the White House like that, though.
Nope.
I've never
seen that.
Neither
has Trump.
Yeah, he had to go into the bunker.
He's done a lot.
What you hiding for, Trump?
Yeah, you wanted to.
What you hiding for, Trump?
But he's going to do what he normally does. He's going to shift this blame. This is going to be anybody's fault but his.
Yeah.
He's already blaming it on the mayor of Minneapolis, but he doesn't understand. This is a national crisis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last atrocity just occurred in Minneapolis.
Right.
That's
it's
right,
a national
Steve.
Atrocity.
This is on your
the
watch,
boycott
man.
Is in L.A. It's in Houston. It's in Dallas. It's in Atlanta. It's in Miami.
Yeah.
It's in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It's in D.C. Mm-hmm. It's in New York. It's popping off in Philly. It's in Detroit. It's in Chicago. It's happening everywhere.
Yep.
So see,
we happen to have a leader that does not understand the role of leadership in times of crises, where you need someone at the upper level to have a plan, to have some sense of calmness to say to the people that he was elected to govern. Now, even though he lost the popular election by several million votes, and due to the old archaic slave-induced electoral college votes, so southern states could have the same amount of pool as northern states, and that needs to be abolished so we can just get to the masses and what the majority of people say. Because there's no more South and North. The South ain't rising again. You've done all y'all gonna do. And so we are just supposed to be one nation under God. That's what it's supposed to be. We have a leader that we can expect nothing more of. He has never governed people before. He has never served people before. He has never inspired people before, nor has he ever led people before. To expect him to do that all of a sudden is crazy. Everybody's wondering where he is now. Well, they're trying to write a speech that'll sound like something he would say and hope then that he'll stick to the script. Other than that, he has nothing to say. You know good and well President Obama would have had something to say. I got news for you. Joe Biden has had something to say about it. All the mayors have had something to say about it. We've had everybody say something about it except the president in the highest office in the land. It's the only person. So where does that leave us? Well, I've been thinking about this thing. And even though I fully 100% support all the protests, I think protest is important. I think it is, man. I think it's the voice of the oppressed and the downtrodden. And when you're not listening these protests can turn into riots. I don't support the riots. I don't want to see this happen because I know what they're going to do because I've watched them do it time and time again. So we've got to be smart. Steven Jackson was on the show and said, don't hustle backwards. We cannot allow this government, because this is what he will do now. He's got his finger on the trigger, waiting to pull the trigger to send National Guards to all these cities so he can appear to be doing something to stop the looting and burning of our major cities. And we will lose George Floyd's death, the Aubrey death, the Trayvon Martins, the Eric Gardners, and the so-ons and so-on, so-on, so-on. And the list is too long for me to list. But we will lose that if we allow them to take the burning and the looting and make it about that. Because listen, none of these black men gave their lives so we can loot or burn. That's not the sacrifice of their life, and we can't diminish their lives and lower it down to that level right there. Now, I got you angry, because I'm mad too. Man, I've been mad about this a lot longer than a lot of people. But we also got to be smart. We can't hustle backwards. We cannot let them change the narrative. Colin Kaepernick got on his knee when the national anthem was playing for this very reason right here. This was why he knelt. But did you see what they did? Since the owners came down and started locking arms with their players, all of a sudden the president, he saw a moment to seize it, and he turned it into the troops and the American flag. And all of a sudden, what Colin Kaepernick had kneeled for, they had changed the narrative. They've done it to us over and over and over, y'all. When Martin Luther King had us sitting at lunch counters and getting riding on the front of the bus when Rosa Parks, they've always tried to switch the narrative and turn it into something else. They took affirmative action and flipped that around to where it was against white folks. Affirmative action was not against white folks, but they turned it around. They took Black Lives Matters and they turned it into White Lives Matter too. That's their specialty. We cannot let them do that this time. Let's be smart. Y'all be careful. Protest, but keep your hands up in the air. Keep your signs showing, but be respectful of the law. Don't give them a pen to stick you with. Y'all be careful out there. Y'all be careful out there, man. Keep protesting, but be careful, young people. And don't let them flip the script. Those are my closing remarks.
Yo, 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 yo.
Great job, huh?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.